Iraq. Okay.
Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Chair. Colombia greets the distinguished members of the Group of Independent Eminent Experts and reaffirms its support for its important mandate of following up on the provisions of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action's implementation. For Colombia, it is essential to tackle the problem of all forms of racial discrimination, racism, xenophobia, and related forms of intolerance with an intersectional approach, taking into account other multiple forms of discrimination. The commitment on the part of states in this struggle has to be translated into specific measures through implementing international instruments in this area and close cooperation with mechanisms of the universal system and regional systems of human rights, and the adoption and implementation of measures at the national level. In combating racism and racial discrimination, the mechanisms created by the UN must be protected and strengthened. And for this purpose, the initiative taken by the United Nations for the promotion and full respect of the rights of persons of African descent is playing an important fundamental role. The process of the implementation of the declaration should take place through a constructive and inclusive dialogue, taking into account the essential elements such as access to justice, collective memory, the link with territories and land, and the inclusion of a reparation component. In this respect, Colombia is moving forward nationally. The government of Gustavo Petro has established through a decree 6020 of May 2023 of this year, therefore, the Intersectoral National Commission for Historical Reparation, which will have the objective of providing for dovetailing and coordination intersectorally for the implementation of programs, projects, and actions and standards aimed at historical reparation so as to make up for the vestiges of racism, racial discrimination, and colonialism among ethnic groups, and to study the nature of the national debt and the damage caused by the transatlantic slave trade and slavery, colonialism, as well as structural racism among the ethnic peoples in our territory. As we are convinced of the utmost importance of the special procedures, work for recognizing firsthand the problems under their mandates and to coordinate action with countries, the government of Colombia has extended a warm invitation to the special rapporteur on contemporary forms of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance to carry out a country visit. We hope that the dates and the carrying out of this visit will take specific form in the very near future. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.